Next item is conditional use number 2408, Efrain Fernando Acevedo.
I have a motion, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, sir.
I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2408 for Efrain Fernando Acevedo for a car dealership based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant proposes to redevelop this site with a small used car dealership. Two, there are other small business uses and home occupations in the general area. This small use is consistent with the area. Three, the use of a car sales facility in this location is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Four, this use, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not adversely affect the neighborhood or area roadways. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, one lighted sign shall be permitted. It shall not exceed 24 square feet in size. B, security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. C, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. D, no repairs other than very basic maintenance like oil changes and tire replacement shall occur on the site. E, no junk, unregistered, or permanently inoperable vehicles or trailers shall be stored on the site. F, the site shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. G, no vehicles shall be parked within the setback areas on the property. The final site plan shall clearly show the area designated for vehicle parking and display. H, no more than 20 vehicles shall be located on the site at any one time. This includes all vehicles such as the applicant's personal vehicle, vehicles being stored or prepared for sale, or vehicles actively being displayed for sale. I, the final site plan shall specifically show the area of the conditional use, which shall extend from the front boundary to the line no farther than the existing outbuildings in the middle of the property. No vehicles shall be located outside of the conditional use area. J, the entire boundary of the conditional use other than the road frontage shall be fenced to screen the use from neighboring properties. The location and type of fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. K, the hours of operation shall be from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday. There shall not be any Sunday hours. L, failure to comply with these conditions of approval may result in a termination of this conditional use. M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
I second the motion.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2408, Efrain Fernando Acevedo, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you.